World at War was as close to a perfect World War II game as possible. From accurate, gritty depictions of the atrocities to violent guerrilla warfare, the story is captivating and immersive and way ahead of its time, if you ask me. And that is just scratching the surface. The characters are memorable and make you feel a close emotional attachment to them. The perfect example of this is Viktor Reznov, a Russian Soviet soldier who guides Dmitry Petrenko through the mission Vendetta, which is set in the Red Square Massacre, which takes place in Stalingrad on September 17th, 1942. The scene itself is breathtaking for a game made in 2008. The level design is immaculate, and this mission captures what World at War itself is all about. If you manage to stray away from the main mission area, you can see things like firing squads shooting German prisoners of war, which had never been seen in previous installments. The player is even thrust into making moral-based decisions in the mission itself, as a group of German soldiers surrender and the Russian soldiers have Molotov cocktails ready to throw. It is your decision on whether to capture the surrounding soldiers or burn them to death. Controversial aspects like this are what made World at War such a great depiction of the Second World War. You know what, fucking, I'm doing a bit again. It is your decision on whether to capture the surrendering soldiers or burn them to death. Controversial aspects like this are what made World at War such a great depiction of the Second World War.